Well, Mr. Wilson, you have another big event. This is the 22nd annual EAA chapter of the 944.
Yeah, it's the EAA, which stands for Experimental Aircraft Association. It's headquartered in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we're chapter 944.
Well, Mr. Wilson, this is always a big event, a very great event, really, for the area. And basically, tell people about it. What is a breakfast fly-in? What's the drive-in? And what is the whole point of this event?
Well, basically, we're having a fundraiser, and we have a breakfast fly-in or drive-in, which means you can drive in, local people can drive in, there's parking, or we can have pilots fly in. And what it is it's a pancake and sausage, coffee, juice, breakfast, and it's $4. You know, for adults, $4 for adults, $3 for ages 5 to 12, and under 5, it's free. So it's all the pancakes you can eat is what we figure. And we have pancakes and sausage and the juice and coffee. And basically, we use it as a fundraiser for our activities for the rest of the year. And we also, during this, we have free Young Eagle rides. Now, that is for young people 8 to 17 years of age. They have to have a parent or guardian there that signed the paperwork, and we will give them a 15 or 20 minute ride, usually over to Chillicothe area, and then land back at the airport and give them a certificate that says that they have taken a young eagle ride, which is usually the first time some of them have ever been in an airplane. And we're just trying to generate interest in young people to possibly get into the aviation field. And that does not mean just a pilot. It could be a mechanic. It could be somebody, ground traffic control, air traffic control. You know, there's a lot of different things that encompass aviation, a good career opportunity. So we're just trying to get some people interested.
And definitely, aviation is such an important part of a modern economy that we live in. So it's definitely a good training and a good work skill to have as well.
That is correct. And a lot of towns have an airport, and a lot of the companies that do business in those towns fly in regularly to various airports and small airports, general aviation. We call it general aviation, and basically that's what we're trying to promote.
So what type of planes do you expect to be a part of this?
Basically, it's going to be personal planes, just modern planes, modern certified planes, maybe one or two old antiques, but you'll probably get maybe 25, maybe 30, if we're lucky, airplanes fly in. When they fly in, the standard rule is we give the pilot a free breakfast, you know. So anybody else in the plane has to pick up their tab. But we'll give the pilot a free breakfast, and we'll get a lot of local people from small towns around Chillicothe area. And we may get, sometimes we get Sam Graves to fly in. He'll fly in his biplane, and some other people. But basically, probably 25 people, different airplanes will show up, and it'll be a good time to have. But we also have a lot of people, majority of our people will just drive in. Families come out for a breakfast. Saturday morning breakfast. Breakfast starts at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll have breakfast. Then around noon, we'll switch to barbecue sandwiches, which will be served by the Wabash Barbecue there in Chillicothe.
Now you're talking.
And at noon, we have the RC Barnstormers, RC Model Club from St. Joe will put on a display. We'll shut everything down about noon for an hour, and they'll put on a radio control display there at the airport.
And the free Young Eagle rides go until 2 o'clock, correct?
Yes. Now, it'll start early because it's been really hot. And as soon as it gets hot, it may look bright and shiny, but the weather gets kind of bouncy, and people don't like that. So whenever the pilots decide it's too bouncy and uncomfortable, then we'll have to shut it down. But we'll start early. We may start as early as 7:30 or 8, given rides.
Oh, excellent,
Because it's probably around 11:30 or 12, it's going to get hot and bouncy, and people don't like that.
And basically you're basically saying with the heat air, it's thermals rising that causes turbulence, correct?
That's exactly right. So it may be a bright blue summer day, but that hot air is going to make it bouncy and it's going to cause problems. So at that point, we shut it down.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a good morning and early afternoon of some plane rides.
That's right.
Dial, something else people would probably want to know is where do the proceeds go?
Well, basically we use this as a fundraiser. And two of our projects is every year we send two young people to summer camp, a week summer camp at Oshkosh, Wisconsin at Whitman Field. That's where the EAA stands for Experimental Aircraft Association. That's where the headquarters are. And they have a lodge there, and they have counselors, and they run all summer. They run week-long summer camps, for varying ages. So we pick up the tab for two young people to go up there. We send them to the advanced summer camp, which is like 15 to 18 years of age. And that's what we use the money for. And secondly, we help young people and older people learn to fly. You know, there is a big milestone is when you fly the plane for the first time by yourself or solo. And we pick up the one-for-one, dollar-for-dollar, like for every dollar they spend, we put in a dollar, and they help them learn how to fly. And we've been doing this for, I don't know, about 10 years, at least 10 years, and probably have 10, 12 people have learned to fly in that amount of time. And sometimes we'll do one, sometimes we'll do three people a year. And that's what we use our money for. So we try to help the local and people from the towns and counties surrounding Chillicothe.
Well, Mr. Wilson, that sounds great. Is there any place people can go to find out more information about this event or just about the Experimental Aircraft Association and what they do?
Well, one is stop by the Chillicothe Airport. You know, we have a meeting on the second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock at the airport. You can just stop at the airport in general and go to the terminal and ask questions. And the airport manager is also a member, and he can explain this. You could go to the EAA.com website, and this information is also available there. Or you could call me. My phone number is 660-359-5396. And like I said, I'll answer any kind of questions you have.
Well, again, Dahl Wilson with the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 944. And we appreciate you giving us information about the 22nd annual EAA Chapter 944 Breakfast Fly-In and Drive-In.
Yeah, and it will be at the Chillicothe Airport, which is about 3 miles east of Chillicothe on Highway 36.